Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Sean Crawford was a sprinter. In fact, he was a great Olympic sprinter. He won gold in the 200-meter dash in the 2004 Olympics, and he took silver at the same event in the 2008 Olympics. However, in 2002, Sean Crawford endured a very embarrassing disqualification in the 200-meter dash. It happened in Milan, when he decided to run the race wearing a Phantom of the Opera mask. When the gun fired, he took off. But it wasn't long before his mask shifted, he couldn't see a thing, and because of his showing off, he lost his focus and he ended up off track and disqualified. When I was in school, my track coach always told us that the best way to stay in your lane was to keep your eye on the finishing line. If you kept your eye on the finishing line, then you wouldn't stray from your lane. Funny, though, he never said anything about wearing a mask. The psalmist seems to be saying a similar thing in Psalm 50, verse 23. To one who orders his ways rightly, I will show the salvation of God. The phrase, his way rightly, refers to the fixation of an athlete on the goal of the race, its finishing line. They do not deviate, either to the left or the right, because their concentration is on the path or the way of the Lord. For those who seek the Lord will follow his word and his ways, because their gaze is fixed firmly on him. Therefore, their faith is fixed on God and his will, meaning that they do not deviate from them, causing them to be disqualified from the race of life. The Apostle Paul says a similar thing in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, where he states, "Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Both the psalmist and the apostle speak about running the race of life with our eyes fixed on what lies ahead. But what is this goal they are thinking of? According to Psalm 50, the goal is the salvation of God. And in Philippians chapter 3, the goal is the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. In the Psalms, salvation refers to the deliverance God brings about for his people from the hand of those who oppress them, who care nothing for walking in God's ways rightly. The people of God are helpless, oppressed, and without hope as they struggle under the dominating hand. But God hears their cry for deliverance, and he comes with his mighty hand to liberate them. It is on this salvation, deliverance, and liberation of God that we focus our attention and our concentration. We look to the cross of Jesus, where God ultimately delivers us from our most oppressive enemies. We order our ways rightly by fixing our attention solely on the saving cross of Jesus Christ. That firmly keeps us on the path to eternal life. St. Paul speaks in similar terms, straining forward to what lies ahead. Now there's a picture of the runner coming down the home stretch, leaning forward, extending himself to break the tape at the finishing line. As Paul runs toward Christ, who has already taken hold of him, he does so in the same focused, full-tilt way that a runner does when he is intent on winning a race. The goal and the prize is God's ultimate conclusion of all things. The prize is Christ, which in this context means the final realization of knowing him face to face in all of his glory. This is what our whole lives are all about. No other reward could have any meaning for us. Therefore, why would we focus on anything else? For to do so would cause us to run out of our lanes and be disqualified. So, order your ways rightly, straining forward to what lies ahead, the salvation of God in the upward calling of Jesus Christ. Don't be distracted by your surroundings or circumstances. Don't focus on how others are running the race. And don't end up in the wrong lane getting disqualified. Instead, focus on Christ and His cross. Let its wonder and glory draw you to the conclusion of the race, where He waits for you and welcomes you home with nail-scarred hands and outstretched arms. Jesus is the goal, the prize, and the end of all things. So, why look anywhere else? Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out Your Holy Spirit on Your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in Your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in all times of temptation, and defend us against all of our enemies. And grant to Your church Your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.